Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, a disappointing day for the cattle futures market. We were under significant pressure on the feeder cattle, especially. They ended up the day down triple digits. It looks like we're going to settle about 37 lower on the September, which expire on Thursday. Thursday's September 30th, the last day of the month. So the September's winding down. Currently, the index is 154.04. So we're about 20 cents away on the September futures. But the next month out, October, was down 257. The November's down $3. 155.57, and November was the weakest contract. And January, the next month out, down 252 at 157.07. Live cattle were down 52 in October at 122.40. December's down 35, 127.80. The February live cattle down 22 at 132.40. Choice box beef was just a little bit lower here at midday today, so not anything too surprising there. It looks like 76 lower on choice at 302.56. Select was up 52 at 275.05. Overall, that on-feed report on Friday was considered a touch bearish, and they actually thought the market might be weaker than it was. We also had feed prices increasing today, and that hurt the feeder cattle market pretty substantially, which we'll talk about here in just a second. Lean hogs were anywhere from 3 to 475 higher, put December up 475 at 81.55.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
The grain market actually really, really strong today, led by the corn. December corn was up 12.5 cents at 5.39 1/4. March up 12 1/4, 5.46 3/4. Beans tagged right along here, up 3 to 6 cents. There was a 334,000 metric ton bean sale to China announced this morning. And there was rumor last week, but it was announced this morning. So that's a really good purchase, and was enough to keep the beans on the positive side today. The wheat futures unchanged at 3 cents higher on Chicago wheat. Kansas City December was up 1.5 at 7.21 1/4. Minneapolis D's up 6 at 9.22. And then the cotton futures were kind of the leader really the last 3 or 4 days for the ag sector. December cotton today is up 2.06 at 98.05. It went all the way up to 99.86. So about a 10-cent rally in about 5 trading days on the cotton futures, and that's to new highs. There's rumor that over in China, prices have really surged here. One guy told me they're up 12 cents a pound today in China. So I don't have that firsthand knowledge, but that's what's apparently driving the market up. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 105 points at 34,077.9. This is a big week out of Washington here with all of the big spending and debt ceiling votes.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.